In the 1968 movie Bullitt, starring Steve McQueen and Robert Vaughn, the producers, directors, and what have you seem to have wanted to keep an appearance between the Dodge Charger and the Ford Mustang as stock versus stock. The Dodge Charger was packing a 375 horsepower 440 Magnum engine, while the Ford Mustang was packing a 335 horsepower 390 high performance engine. One thing that has always had my curiosity for several years, and that is, why didn't the producers, directors, and what have you use a Ford Mustang fastback of that same year that was packing a 428 Cobra Jet engine? The 428 Cobra Jet engine, which put out 360 horsepower, made its debut and appearances in Mustangs and Ford Torinos on April 1, 1968. The 428 Cobra Jet engine was also available in Mercurys as well. The filming of Bullitt started in June 1968 and made its first appearance around Christmas 1968. What I'm trying to say is that a 428 Cobra Jet Mustang fastback could have been acquired for the film and or should have been acquired for the film. And this would have contributed to the authentic appearance of Bullitt, as well as have maintained a stock versus stock battle in appearance between the Dodge Charger and the Ford Mustang. If I were part of the production team of Bullitt, I would have opted to get the 428 Cobra Jet engine because I'm quite sure that the news about the 428 Cobra Jet and its abilities were pretty widespread between April 1st, 1968 and mid-September 1968. Furthermore, it would have made things a little more interesting between the Dodge Charger and the Ford Mustang during that famous chase scene during the movie. Don't get me wrong, the 390 did its job, but the 428 Cobra Jet engine would have been right up on the Dodge Charger's rear bumper without half trying. On the other hand, can justification be given to the Ford Mustang with the 390 high-performance engine used during Bullitt? Absolutely. Why? Because being that Bullitt took place in the state of California, it's a known fact that California has always been known for customizing cars and souping up engines, even before and during that time frame. Speed shops were more than happy to sell parts as well as soup up engines. It could have been justified that Lieutenant Frank Bullitt bought his 1968 Ford Mustang GT brand new and wasn't satisfied with its performance. So therefore, he sent it to a local speed shop to have the engine souped up along with having custom wheels added along with a few other customizing alterations. It would have been the same as Starsky Paul Michael Glaser did to his famous red and white 1976 Ford Torino in the 1970s TV show Starsky and Hutch. This TV show also took place in the state of California, so again, the justification to the Mustang and Bullitt would have been fine and justifiable versus the bone stock Dodge Charger. The other reason why that I'm mentioning justification as used in this context is if the other members of the Bullitt production team would have been in unanimous favor to keep the 390 high performance engine for the Ford Mustang due to budget and cost for the film as well as scheduling, a few simple modifications could have been done to the 390 high performance engine to keep the gap close between the Dodge Charger and the Ford Mustang during the chase scene. My personal choice would have been to use a slightly higher than stock camshaft from either iSky cams or crane cams installed along with an aluminum intake manifold. And that's it. These would have been very inexpensive but yet very effective to keep the Ford Mustang's 390 high performance engine close to the Dodge Charger. I'm a Ford man, however, I have a very deep respect for Mopars. I like them too, along with many other muscle cars. Bullitt will always stand the test of time.